I thought it would be fitting on this Visitor's Day to share with you a presentation that one of the students here made this semester. So just a few years ago, the student was in the position of you visitors, coming up here for Visitor's Day, wondering about attending ILC. Well, the words I'll read were not originally addressed then to you. I believe they speak to you and all of us. Let's make the most of the night, like we're going to die young. We only live once, so go the songs. It's no secret to anyone that we will all die. Everyone knows it. The songs and books, the movies, even the apocalyptic predictions tell it. In fact, at any moment, our lives could end. I was looking at quotes online about death, and almost all of them spoke about death as being a motivator in their lives. They see life as so fleeting that at any moment we could be killed. We could just die. And so they better make the most of their lives while they can. Those song lyrics that I quoted at the beginning all focused on having a good time, living it up while we're here. Another one. Don't know what's after. Don't know what to believe. Or a quote from Steve Jobs. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. So, death can be a powerful motivator to succeed in life, to reach goals, to experience every pleasure life hands out to you. Now, while not all these things are bad, one resounding phrase slips its way into my thoughts. Indeed, all was vanity, grasping for the wind. Ecclesiastes 1:14. Solomon, the wisest and one of the richest men who ever lived, acknowledges the fact that chasing after all those earthly frivolities is vanity. He looks back on the things that he had focused on through his life and realized that when he died, he didn't even know who was going to get it all. And all those earthly things were going to perish. It's the same for us. Life is short, and every day we wake up, we're one day closer to what may be the best day of our life, or the worst for others. And the sad part is, many of them don't even know what they're heading towards. They may be motivated by death to pursue the things in life that they see as important, but what they don't realize is they're already dead. Ephesians 2:1. You were dead in trespasses and sins. We who have been made alive, who have had our eyes opened, need to realize that time is short. We should be getting out there and letting Christ's light shine, warning others of what's to come. We aren't doing them any good by chasing the same fleeting pleasures that they are and encouraging them in that losing behavior. We should be setting examples for our future generations by showing them that what is real and lasting in our lives is our faith in Jesus Christ, who died for the forgiveness of all of your sins and arose to give you life. This life is what's real. Those people you are with going to school each day, those people that you play sports games with, those people you see throughout your day may be on a road to destruction and don't even know it. They might. You might die at any moment. And that's why we should be the best witnesses we can be. to Jesus so that others may enjoy His salvation. So it's not only death that should be a motivator, but life. For the gift of God is everlasting life through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this glorious, this wonderful eternal life is waiting for us just beyond the veil of death. This life is what really motivates us to tell others about Jesus rising from the dead. Because God wants everyone to be with Him in that heavenly bliss. Every day I get more and more excited because I'm getting that much closer to the day where I will stand before the Lord in glory and sing praises to Him eternally. But I also realize that many people don't know that wonderful peace, that assurance of eternal life given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I know that God has a plan for all of us and that He knows what's best for us. And I want God to use my life as an instrument to spread the story of His love and thankful love to Him, to the One who gave us everlasting life, even though I can never deserve it. It is my prayer that you also would seize every opportunity to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, to be a witness to this truth, to use your gifts and talents to point others to the One who conquered death so that we might have life. We only do live once on this earth. So, yes, let's make the most of it by pointing others to the only One who can give everlasting life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with the doxology. Praise God.